Hello, I hope that you watched the video of Simon Sinek's on the rule of the golden circle. Did you remember the two mantras of marketing? The first one is, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And the second one is, people don't care what you say, they only care what your early adopter says. By the way, there is also a third law of marketing, an informal law that was coined by Larry Page a few years ago. Larry Page is the co-founder of Google and one of the most intelligent human beings on this planet. He always said that the best way to sell a product is not that of lie about it so cleverly that people end up buying it. That is what advertising is all about. But to create an amazing product so you don't even need to advertise it. There is no point in competing. There is no point in preparing a pitch, a presentation about a business idea. All you need to do is to find a real problem that affects millions of people and solve it. When you solve it, you're going to make a lot of money anyway, with or without advertisements. So this is the third law of marketing. Create a great product, not a great marketing campaign. But today, we aren't going to speak of marketing. Until now, you have seen many amazing examples of information technologies. Maybe you think that you have seen them all. Save your final word for this one, blockchain. Blockchain is the same information technology at the basis of bitcoins and of Web3. That is the next evolution of the World Wide Web. So today, we will study all of them together. Blockchain is another revolution, not only in tourism, but in also every sector of society, as it is transversal to every sector. Why it is so important to study blockchain?
Because it changes the way information is shared between people by removing all intermediaries and all monopolists, banks, notaries, and even online travel agencies and social media platforms. For example, every time you book an accommodation using Airbnb, its servers contact your bank for the payment. Then they inform the host of your arrival, remove the room that you booked from the list of available ones, send you an email with the confirmation message and the electronic invoice, and so on. There is a long series of operations that is done by a few central servers of Airbnb and your bank. Even when you send a simple message on WhatsApp, it first passes through a central server that sends it to the person you wrote it. So all information passes through a central point, and the same happens when you post something on social media. In general, today many human activities are centralized, as they are run by institutions, enterprises, banks, etc. We need these intermediaries to guarantee that these activities run well. But there are two weak points. The first is that we need to trust these companies, even if they may go bankrupt. And the second one is that often there isn't a free alternative to them. We have to pay for their services. This was true until the development of the blockchain technology. Blockchain, in fact, remove all intermediaries, shifting the trust from human companies to an algorithm based on math that can never fail you. This algorithm is safe from any financial bankruptcy, social revolution, hacking attempt, or send even from the atomic bomb, as you will understand in a few moments. How does it work, the algorithm? The blockchain algorithm is not very difficult to understand, so I will try to explain it to you.
While in the physical world, the best way to protect something is to hide it somewhere or protect it inside a safe. In the digital world, this strategy is not very good, as an hacker can always break your encryption and your firewalls. The best way is just the opposite of what common sense would tell you, to copy your data millions of times and distribute all copies in all the world. You just need a large network of digital devices called nodes, in which each device, each computer, can both send your data and receive your data. These networks are called peer-to-peer networks. The most popular is called BitTorrent, a network employed mainly to download movies for free. Then there is also the algorithm used to exchange data in the network. It splits all your data in chunks of 1 megabyte each, so if you have a video of 1 GB, for example, it will become a sequence of 1,000 blocks of 1 megabyte each. Every node of the network has a copy of all your data, so no one can own all the blocks, as there are millions of devices with your data in the network. Not even big institutions or even governments are able to own all the servers of the world. I suggest you to follow the rest of the podcast looking at the slides of Lesson 8, as it will make understanding the blockchain algorithm much easier. Each block of 1 megabyte is identified by a unique alphanumeric number called hash.
Each block also stores the hash of the previous block. In this way, they form a sequence of blocks called blockchain. If an hacker tries to manipulate or corrupt the data inside a block, also its hash changes, as the hash is obtained by applying a mathematical function to all the letters and numbers inside the block. The new hash is now different from the hash in the next block that refers to the hash of the previous block. This means that the chain is broken. The only way an hacker has to repair it would be to replace the modified hash with the hash of the previous block. However, as any change to a block modifies its hash, the chain breaks again, and the hacker has to modify all the hashes of all following blocks of the chain to repair it. He must also repair the blockchains of all the other million of nodes of the network, in order for his modified version of the blockchain to be accepted by the blockchain network. All these operations takes forever, as modifying a single block takes about 10 minutes due to cryptography, so modify all blockchains in all nodes would take millions of years. This is why blockchain technology is so secure. For example, Bitcoins are a type of blockchain that stores digital currency. At present, Bitcoins are worth $2.3 trillion in total, and no one has been able to steal a single cent until now. The first blockchain was that of the Bitcoins, created in 2009, thanks to the research of Satoshi Nakamoto, an unknown inventor named as a legendary Japanese hero that fought against tyrannical regimes. I invite you to read the rest of the slides of Lesson 8 to discover some very interesting applications of blockchain to tourism, and how blockchain is employed to develop the next version of the World Wide Web, also called Web 3. Thank you for your attention, and see you at the next podcast, the last one of this course.